Blog Talk Radio.
I feel the light that's coming from the Lord. He shined his light so him and I can be on one accord. Jesus paid the price he knew that we could not afford. He gave his life, but still we rarely give him our support. He has a plan, but you know, man, we don't know how to listen. We play our hand, we think he plan, we on our own mission. It fall apart, then we blank off by our own decisions. He laid the passions through the mess, he gave us all a vision. And said we rather chill and live our life in total darkness. So many people gullible, so they just a walking carcass. Overtaken by desire, so they still be heartless. Weak in the mind, so that's a sign they are a walking target. Selfish in the spirit, so you're doing you regardless. Don't even realize that you put your soul out on the market. Letting Satan walk all over you like you was carpet. Trust me, you're not built for hell, he cannot take the charges. I'm spitting Christ to the rhythm. I'm spitting life as I'm fighting demons in the system. I know my flight is to shine light, so pay attention. I'm taking flight through the night, plus I'm using wisdom. I'm spitting Christ and won't stop, bringing Christ to city blocks. People unemployed, top the block, so they sell them rocks. Keep it real, it's hard to knock, when you really know the plot. We need a Christ to silent rock, because we are a lost flock.
This is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. You're listening to the none other advocate. The advocate. Thank God for the advocate.
Yo, I could care less how you rate me. I do this for my Jesus, really, y'all can't even hate me. I hear the word of God popping like a gun on safety. Louder than the enemy, he really wanna break me. Praying hard to Jesus Christ, I need him to embrace me. My lifestyle is flaky, at best most are shaky. I'm trying to open up the enemy, want to sedate me. Bury me and work and build, no time for music daily. Help me save more people to add to God's kingdom. You gotta know your system, start to recognize your demons. When you're hearing Christ, you're hearing freedom ringing. You gotta change your ways before you're in the mausoleum. I care about my people, I wanna see it stronger. More people to the kingdom, please start serving Christ with honor. No, I'm not perfect, this post on one accord. I gotta change my own way so I can stay aboard. You love and soul, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love and soul, my so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Your love is gold, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. I flow for those that's living reckless. I got some preachers on my rhymes, they hold a message. Christ is in my heart, he used to just be on my necklace. I let my chain hang while my heart was still treacherous. I was all about the fashion as I missed a lesson. The chain was a distraction as I was missing blessings. Missing the blessing, that's like an empty confession. It is only a problem if you want to get into heaven. We claim keeping it real but never showing the proof. Fighting for your lifestyle but stay away from the truth. Claiming that you are so real, your life is so obtuse. Real recognize real when I don't recognize you. This world is almost over but still you perform. Christ knows the man behind the one that you perform. When the real you died, Christ wept when he mourned. The real you blew away like sand in the windstorm. Your love is gold, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Your love is gold, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love us so much, so your love is beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. Yo. My son is my legacy, keeping him on course. Follow Christ with your family, whole family clergy. Go to church, it's his pedigree. He's a great piece of paper, got him right legibly. True man of God in heaven's where your treasures be. Teach him how to trust God and recognize your enemies. Teach him how to stay away from drugs and the Hennessy. Keep his mind clear, so he's always thinking sensibly. His mind is open, so precocious. Put him on an instrument, he's getting more focused. Brain move ahead of time like Marty and his flaming Lotus. Show him stay with Christ, ain't nothing's ever hopeless. He gotta be a man of God, no weapon formed against him shall ever prosper. Stay with Christ and shining like a prism. I pray to God Almighty, keep my boy safe. Keep him next to you when I'm in a better place. You love him so, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so you love him beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual. You love him so, so Christ, I gotta be with you. You love him so much, so you love him beautiful. That agape love, that means it's unconditional. And I love you with faith, don't need a visual.
Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer with your Chief Apostle, P.A. Stewart. God is truly good. We thank God for Jesus, and God is still in the blessing business. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God is God all by himself. And you know what? He doesn't need your help. We need Jesus. As the song says, people need the Lord. This is, again, your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, yes, double portion blessing. That's what God will do for each and every one of you. And we welcome you to the Power Hour of Prayer. And we stand in need of prayer. As the song say, not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you and you, who faithfully listen in to the Power Hour of Prayer. And as the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. And that's what we're doing on this broadcast, teaching you how to pray. There's so many parts to praying. So many things that we were not aware of when it comes to praying. But the most important thing is that we're talking to Jesus. Amen. And yes, he answered your prayer. Not in your time, not in your way, but he answers your prayer. He knows exactly what you need and when you need it, where you need it, and how you need it. Amen? Once you get that touch from Jesus Christ, glory be to God, it's like no other touch you've ever had before in your life. Someone need a touch from Jesus Christ. Someone need to listen. Hallelujah. As I mentioned before, as it says in Psalm 37, rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And in that particular scripture, it means stop talking. Be quiet. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. And while you're resting in the Lord, do good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. While you're resting in the Lord, do good. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Do not allow the enemy to use you. He's with you in your trials and tribulations. He's with you. And everything around you seems to be breaking up, messing up, falling apart. He's still with you. Don't allow the enemy to use you. Glory be to God. Let's go to the word of God, my sisters and my brothers, because the word of God that's going to save you, the word of God that's going to keep you, and carry you through every situation. And it's the word of God that will give you comfort. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Man can't give you that peace. Only the Spirit of the living God. And we thank God for his Spirit of peace and love. Because his word of God says, blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. And in order for you to have that peace, you have to be saved, born again. Accept him as your personal Savior. And I thank God for those that have been accepting him as their personal Savior. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Amen. You can't buy salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Just as you can't buy love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Salvation is free, and God has offered us that agape love, unconditional love, no matter what. He loves you. He hates the sin. Somebody needs to hit it this morning. He loves you, but he hates the sin. Amen? And we know what sin is. Yes, you do. You know what sin is. Even a little child know when they're doing something wrong. They'll turn around and look and see if anybody's watching. We know what sin is. Stealing, lying, backbiting, anger, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, drunkenness, abuse of drugs, legal and illegal drugs. Because some of us can abuse legal drugs. Yes, we can. Adultery, fornication, gossiping. Watch your conversations. Thank you, Jesus. Sin, S-I-N, will keep you from getting your blessings from God. Now, we know Satan can bless you, too. Uh-huh. You say, look at all I got. Didn't Satan offer that to Jesus if he just bowed his knees and fall down and worship him? Only what you do for Christ will last. Glory, hallelujah. Only what you do for Christ will last. And you want your blessings to come from the almighty living God, not from the world. Thank you, Jesus. God will bless you with favor. Favor is priceless. A lot of us are worried about money, having money, having money, having money. Ask God to bless you with favor. Thank you, Jesus. You'll get things that you never expect to have with the favor of God. God takes care of his children. Yes, he does. You ain't got to worry about a thing. God will take care of you. And stop wanting to be like somebody else. My God, covetousness, that's a sin. Wanting what someone else has. Wanting their gifts. God has blessed you. God has a plan for your life. And you need to receive the plan God has for your life. Thank you, Jesus. You have a plan, but you know what? God has a better plan for your life. And you walk with the Spirit of the living God. Let God use you and not man. Let God use you and meditate on his word and just spend some time with Jesus. My God, my God, my God. You will see a difference in your life. Read the word of God. Study the word of God. Meditate upon the word of God. Be still and know that I am God. Not you, not your mother, not your father, not your children, not your grandchildren, not your great-great-grandchildren, not your foster children, not your adopted children, not your co-worker, not your boss, not the president of the United States or the vice president of the United States, not your pastor, not the police department, not the governor, not the mayor, person, or the senator. God is God all by himself. You need to pray for those individuals. Pray for them. They're not God. Stop worshiping people, places, and things. Cry out to the almighty living God and say, Holy Spirit, activate. Activate the Holy Spirit in your life. We talked about that on yesterday. You say you're a Christian, so you're Christ-like. You were created in the image of God. Thank you, Jesus. Your body is a temple of God. Holy Spirit, activate. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let's go to our scripture reading, Psalm 91, our Psalm of Protection. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. Yes, some folks could be just a pest, a nuisance, a pest. You know, like a gnat flying all around you. All you want to do is to swat it and get rid of it. Sure, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. And I want to back up here. The Holy Spirit said, you might be that pest. Uh-huh. Go and sit to and fro, seeking whom you may devour. My God, watch out. He shall cover thee with his feathers, on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. The word of God, his truth, his truth. We worship God in spirit and in truth. And sometimes the truth hurts. The truth doesn't always feel good. The truth, that's how we worship God, in spirit and in truth. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, and nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. The enemy is waiting for you. The enemy is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He never gets tired. My God, my God, my God. He's working 24-7. That's why the word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. Even in your sleep, you should be praying. Thank you, Jesus. That's why the word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yes, there is a reward for the wicked. And the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Let God handle it. You can't do it. Only God can. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, and lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Put Satan under your feet in the name of Jesus. Satan, we put you under our feet right now as we rise up out of the bed, as we walk in our homes, as we go to take a bath or shower this morning, as we go get that cup of coffee. We're putting Satan under our feet as we walk to our jobs, as we leave our jobs. Satan, you're under our feet in the name of Jesus. You have no power over the man or woman of God. You're under our feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Yes, he will. Even when you're in trouble, call upon the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know where to go. I don't know which direction to go in. Call upon the name of Jesus. And just be still. And let him lead and direct your path. I will deliver him and honor him. Glory, hallelujah. With long life, and I believe a long, healthy life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of God for the people of God. God is with you. Glory be to God. Satan is a liar and he is a deceiver. You got the victory. You got the victory today. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. You got victory in Jesus Christ. I don't care what happened yesterday. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the lawyer said. I don't care what the judge said. I don't care how many bill collectors have called you. You got the victory. But you got to live right. You got to live right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to live according to the will and the word of God. You can't live any old kind of filthy, nasty, deceiving, lying life and expect for God to bless you. And stop playing the blame game, blaming everyone else. You know, we pray, deliver me from evil. You may be the evil. You need deliverance. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Yes, you got enemies. You're a man or woman of God. Everybody don't like you. And the word of God tells us to love ye one another. Love ye one another. Unconditional love. The agape love. Yes, Jesus loves you. Stop whining and crying. What a friend we have in Jesus. When father and mother forsake you, then God will lift you up. That's the word of God for the people of God. Are you born again? Are you saved? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? This word is for you. Glory, hallelujah. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. You're going to be persecuted. Yes, if you're a man or woman of God, you're going to be persecuted. And it's okay. Hold your hand up high. You're being persecuted for Christ's sake, not for your sake. Thank you, Jesus. Persecuted. Nailed to the cross. He who knew no sin. My God, my God. He was persecuted. So who do you think you are? Jesus Christ. He who knew no sin. Fed the 5,000. Gave sight to the blind man. Healed the woman with the issue of blood. Raised Lazarus from the dead. Pardoned the Red Sea. My God, my God, my God. The same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's with you. No matter what's going on in your life today, he is with you. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Salvation is free, my sisters and my brothers. It don't cost you nothing. Call upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Say this prayer. Repeat after me. Father God, I'm calling upon you today to come into my life. I believe that you suffered, died, and bled on the cross for my sins. Father God, I believe that you will forgive me of my sins. I believe that you have forgiven me of my sins. Accept me as your child today. I believe that you will forgive me of my sins. You said in your word that you're faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. I thank you right now, Father, for sending your precious son, Jesus, to die on my behalf. I thank you right now for washing my slate clean. I believe deep down in my soul that you love me. I accept you as my personal Savior. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. And if you've said that prayer for the first time, write to me. Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me today and say, I said and accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior on today. And today is your spiritual birthday. If you said it again, it's okay. We want you to be very, very sure about your salvation, that you're a child of God, that you're now in the family of the Almighty Living God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Celebrate your spiritual birthday today. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's excited about that. And we thank you for accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today. Thank you, God, for anointing that dear one that accepts you today as their personal Savior. They're living a brand new life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we have 144 million rejoicing with you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the 144 million that are listening all over the world. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, Lord. We give you the praise and the honor on this day for what you're doing in the lives of those that have accepted you as their personal Savior. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, your Lord. Honduras, thank you, God. West Germany, thank you, Jesus. Germany, thank you, Jesus. South Africa, thank you, Lord Jesus. Russia, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Afghanistan, thank you, Jesus. Hawaii, thank you, glory be to God. New York State, thank you, Jesus. Idaho, Arizona, Colorado, Denver, we thank you, Jesus, all around the world. We thank you, Father God, for the 144.5 million that are listening in this morning. We thank you right now, Father. We count it not robbery to rise up early in the morning to worship and to praise you. Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, we thank you right now. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank that dear one that accepted you as their personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall be soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. And those desires of your heart, if you are men and women of God, you're Christians, the desires of your heart should be lined up with the word of God. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit your way unto the Lord. He's going to bring it to pass. You got to be committed. My sisters and my brothers, you can't be wishy-washy. One way, this way, next day, that way. You got to walk that straight and narrow path. We know that you're not perfect. You're striving for perfection. Commit your way unto the Lord in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Yes, he will. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Here we go again. Rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut. Stop giving everybody a piece of your mind. And then you're all confused. Don't know which way to go, then which direction you're going to go in. Because you done told somebody off. Rest in the Lord. That's what this word means in verse 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord, theologians. Those of you that study the word of God. This rest doesn't mean sleep. Take a nap. No, in verse 37, the seventh verse, and Psalm 37, the seventh verse means rest in the Lord. Keep your big mouth shut and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bring a wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. There's a time for everything. The word of God tells us to be angry and sin not. Right now he's telling us cease from anger. And forsake wrath. Stop trying to get even with folk. You're only going to rise your blood pressure up. My God, my God, my God. End up with a heart attack. My God, my God. Diabetes going up because you're angry. End up with a migraine headache because you're angry. Immune system dropping and going low because you're angry. Cease from anger. and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You hear this? For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. You got an inheritance waiting for you. And you're going to allow Satan to come in and mess it up? Watch out. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, yes, the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in abundance of peace. Meekness does not mean that you are weak. Then the word of God says, blessed is the peacemaker, they shall be called the children of God. Then God said, delight themselves in the abundance of peace. He's going to bless you with an abundance of peace in times like these. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The Lord shall laugh at him, not you, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and slay the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. This is the word of God. It's not my word. Don't get mad with me. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. I've seen some wicked, upset, mad, angry, never satisfied. Rich folk. The word of God in verse 16 says, a little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. My God, my God, my God. For the alms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Thank you, Jesus, for upholding us, the men and women of God. The law may not uphold you, but God will. And he says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And watch out. Their inheritance shall be forever. Now, isn't that God? Your inheritance shall be what? Forever. Forever. And forever means forever. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Forever means forever of God. The word of God for who? The people of God. Pray the word of God. Seek God while you have an answer. You got time to pray. Some folks say, I don't have time. Yes, you do. Turn that TV off. Turn the radio off. At lunchtime, you got time to pray. When you're taking a bath, you got time to pray. Open the word of God and pray. You don't know what to pray, go to the word of God. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. For he that founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He to have a clean hands. He to have clean hands. Are your hands clean this morning? And a pure heart. Is your heart pure? Who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity and nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. For answer to your question, read Psalm 24. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessings from the Lord. That's why I want to bless me, not Satan. I want my blessings to come from God. I don't know about you. because those blessings last, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. Are you in that generation that seek him? Seek his face? O Jacob, Shelem, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Let him into your heart this morning. Let him into your soul, into your mind, into your spirit. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Invite him into your heart this morning. Invite him into your spirit. Invite him into your soul. Take time out and invite the Almighty Living God into your soul, into your mind, into your spirit. Invite him in. Invite the Spirit of the Almighty Living God into you right now. Take time out and invite him into your soul right now. The Holy Spirit said we need to separate ourselves from the things of the world, thinking about what we're going to do next, thinking about what we're going to say next, thinking about what we're going to buy next. You need to invite the Holy Spirit into your life right now. Let him come in, my sisters and my brothers. Invite the Holy Spirit into your life. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. We look at some folk and said, oh, my God, they're truly blessed. They're trusting in God, waiting on the Lord. Remember what I said, it's not Burger King having it your way. There's a time for everything. And God is taking you through a transition period. Sometimes God is to lay us flat on our back so that we can hear him. He's speaking to us all the time, but we're just not listening. And some of us hear him, but we don't listen. You know when our parents used to lay us out and say, are you listening to me? We hear our parents, but we're not listening. Are you hearing the Father speak this morning? Are you hearing the Almighty Living God speak to you this morning? He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Thank you, Jesus. This is the generation of them that seek him. That seek thy face, O Jacob, Shelem. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Your heart, your spirit, your mind, your soul, right now, today, this morning. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. That's what this word of God is saying this morning. We're running to and fro. We almost versus Satan. Be still and know that I am God. You're in this church. You're in that church. You're talking to this person. You're talking to that person. Hearing all these voices. Be still and know that I am God. Hear the voice of God. Yes, God will send a man or woman to you that will give you a word from the Lord. But you pray that God will give you what? The gift of discernment. Pray that God will give you that gift of discernment. Everybody's not for you, and everybody's not against you. Pray that God give you that gift of discernment so that you can discern right from wrong. Everything that sounds good ain't always good for you. Everything that look good ain't always, my God. Watch out. Everything that sounds good is not always good, and it's not always right. Everything that look good ain't always right for you. Watch out. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit said, get your eyes off of that. Uh-huh. The Holy Spirit said, get your eyes off of that. Don't touch it. Don't go there. You don't need it. In the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. You're talking to someone this morning. It's not good for you. You don't need another drink. You don't need another stick of marijuana, another weed. You don't need another pill. You need to call upon Jesus. Pray over your medication and pray that God will allow the benefits to outweigh the side effects if you're on medication. I'm not telling you to take in your medication. Pray over your medication. Talk to your doctors. Pray for your doctors and your nurses. Pray for our medical professionals. God put them here for a reason. You pray for them. That God will instill the right knowledge into their mind, body, spirit, and soul. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Sheila. He is the King of glory. Somebody ought to shout, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It all belongs to him. And we need to stop being so selfish with our prayers, with ourselves. Some of it's all about me, 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 what I want. I'm right all the time. No, you're not. Call upon the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. One of the most powerful forms of affirmative prayer is the decree of faith. Jesus promised, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. Remember, you're talking to God. Believing ye shall receive, Matthew 21 and 22. According to your faith, be it done unto you, Matthew 9 and 29. Thank you, Jesus. The psychologist William James emphasized the power of faith to make things right. Our belief at the beginning of a doubtful undertaking is the one thing that assures the successful outcome of our venture. Mm-hmm. Our belief. What do you believe in this morning? Our belief at the beginning of a doubtful undertaking is the one thing that assures the success outcome of our venture. Dr. Smiley, the noted psychiatrist, found that in dealing with people and helping them resolve their problems, everything hinge on their faith. Watch out. If you're going to the doctor and you have no faith in that doctor, you need to stop going. You're taking that medication and you say the medication not helping me, you need to stop taking that medication and talk to your doctor about that. Did not have faith in anything. Yeah, there's some folk don't have faith in anything, not even in themselves. Don't have faith in God, themselves, their business, the family, the world. Never got very far until they changed their belief and began to declare they did have faith. My God, if you have had a life of disappointment, and all of us have, we had some disappointing times, some of us a little bit longer than others. How do you begin to believe in the goodness of God? Someone is saying, well, I've been through so much and I just don't have faith in God. I've been through this and I've been through that, someone is saying, and I've been raped, I've been abused, I've been misused, I've been tossed, I've been turned, I've been lied about, I've been beaten, I've been scorned. You haven't been crucified. And now in this day and time, you wasn't a slave either. You may be a slave to sin, but God has the answer for that. He sent his only begotten son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Yes, he did. He solved that over 2,000 years ago. If you had had a life of disappointment, how do you begin to believe in the goodness of God, man, the world? By decreeing it anyway. Uh-huh. With God, all things are possible to those who believe. Lord, you said that you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. Lord, you said the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. God, you said by faith, walk by faith, and not by sight. God, you said by your stripes I'm healed. God, you said faith can be developed as a result of many scriptures that you say. Believe in the word of God. Charles Fillmore has scientifically explained the potency of faith to produce practical results in your life. Just as the electric current precipitates certain metals in an acid solution, so faith's action and electrons of man's brain and acting concurrently with the spiritual ethers, these electrons hasten nature and produce more quickly what ordinary requires months of seed time and harvest. Your faith can activate. Holy Spirit, activate. Thus, instead of complaining that you do not have enough faith to improve your life, begin reciting the word of God. God, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I believe, God, your word. I'm trusting you, the almighty living God. Begin decreeing that you do have faith. I have faith the size of a mustard seed. That's all I need. I heard people say, God, give me a little bit more faith. Use the faith the size of a mustard seed. Will hasten the power of faith and people and events and will produce quickly for you what ordinary would require months or years. Your faith, the size of a mustard seed, your faith can change the atmosphere. Your faith can change the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. As you walk into your home, praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. It will calm down your spirit. My God, my God, my God, praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Write it down. Praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Watch what happens when you say that real loud. As you get on the bus, praise the Lord, peace be still, in the name of Jesus. As you walk into your home, praise the Lord, peace be still, in the name of Jesus. As you walk down the street, praise the Lord,
peace be still, in the name of Jesus, when your children want to act up. Praise the Lord. Peace be still, in the name of Jesus. When your husband want to act up, praise the Lord. Peace be still, in the name of Jesus. When your wife want to act up, praise the Lord. Peace be still, in the name of Jesus. Calm that spirit down. Didn't he calm the seas? My God, my God, my God. Praise the Lord. Peace be still, the name of Jesus. They could look at you and say, oh, my God, what is wrong with him or her? Praise the Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. A little old lady ran a boarding house. And I told you all about this. That I always had trouble trying to collect the rent from her boarders. Then she learned of the amazing power of decrees of faith and began to affirm, I have faith in God. God first. God first. I have faith in God. I have faith in people. I have faith in things. Quickly, her boarders responded by paying their rent on time, even ahead of time. Watch out. As good things begin to happen to them, not only did their attitudes and their financial situations improve, but the word of faith seemed to affect the cook, the maid, the janitor, and everyone else connected with this boarding house. All were prosperous and blessed as the landlady continued privately decreeing her faith in God first, man, then things. Remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. She proved that by affirming for another what you desire for yourself, of you are blessed. Look at God. When you want to see someone else blessed, that's a double portion. You're blessed and they're blessed. Thank you, God. I want to see you healed. I want to see you delivered. I want to see you debt-free. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. When I see a drug addict or a person instilled with drug or alcohol walking and stumbling down the street, I call on Jesus. I call on Jesus because you know what? That could have been me. Thank you, God. When I see someone with mental illness, I say, Jesus, 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 touch their mind, their body, their spirit, and their soul. It could have been me. My God, call upon the name of Jesus. I want you to be blessed this morning. The 144 million plus. I want God to heal, deliver, and set you free. But in the midst of what I want, I pray that God's will be done in your life. Not my will, but your will. Thank you, Jesus. I wish no one evil. My God. We're Christians. We're men and women of God. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. God will fight your battle for you. Let God's will be done in your life and in their life. God wants to give you a double-fold blessing this morning. Bless someone with a smile, a cup of water. It's not always about money. Thank you, Jesus. Send someone a nice card or message. Check on them and say, I've been thinking about you, and I'm praying for you, for your protection from the enemy. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, God. Pray for their protection as they go to work this morning, as they go in their jobs, as their young people go to schools, as they walk the streets. Pray for protection in their homes. Pray for those in Florida, in Tampa, in Illinois, in Chicago, in those states that are being affected by the floods and tornadoes. Pray for them that God will watch over them and keep them and bless them and send them in the proper locations. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You can invoke the miracle prayer of faith by affirming often, I dare to believe that all things have worked together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things are now working together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things shall work together for good in my life or in this situation or in my son, my daughter, my children, my grandchildren, my boss, my coworkers, the police department. the President of the United States, Vice President of the United States, I pray that all things work to good in your life and that God's will be done. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. Hallelujah. This is miracle working season. But you got to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Only what you do for Christ will last. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Glory, hallelujah. Tuning in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Tell a friend. Tell a family member. Tell your enemies. Tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer. God's got something for each and every one of you. And God's got your back. Go forth and make a difference, my sisters and my brothers. We're praying 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we are. We're calling out your names. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, and receive your beautiful, blessed prayer rug. God be with you. I found the answer. I learned how to pray.